Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. You're listening to Morning Edition on WHYY. Thousands of COVID-19 vaccine doses have already been given out throughout the region, with thousands more on the way. Now, many of us are wondering, when will it be our turn? Reporters Nina Feldman and Hannah Chin with WHYY's Health Desk Help Desk have a guide that could help you figure out which priority group you fall into and when you'll be eligible for the vaccine.
Okay, Hannah. I know it's hard to give specific answers since the priority groups aren't consistent from state to state, and each person's situation is a little bit different. But you made this great guide to help people understand when they may be eligible based on what we do know. Can you tell me how it works?
The guide is basically in the format of a quiz. You click through a series of different questions like, are you a healthcare worker, or are you age 65 and older? Or do you have any chronic medical conditions? And then based on those answers, the guide tells you which priority group you're in. It also gives you a rough guide of when your priority group can expect to get access to the vaccine.
Okay, can we try it?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, so question one, are you a healthcare worker? In a hospital, urgent care, clinic, long-term care facility, dental, pharmacy, emergency services? I'm none of those things. So I'm gonna click on no, I am not. And that takes me to the next question. Are you an essential worker as designated by your state? How do I know if I'm an essential worker?
That's a really good question. Each state has slightly different definitions for who counts as essential. And to make things even more complicated, there's actually two different types of essential workers. There's ones that are involved in critical infrastructure like sanitation and public transit and police and fire. And then there's other essential workers, like construction workers and government workers. If you're not sure if you qualify, the guide actually links out to each state's list of which jobs fall in which category. And Philadelphia creates its own priorities apart from Pennsylvania. The city just hasn't ranked the types of essential workers yet.
Okay, I do live in Philly, so for right now, let's just assume I don't qualify as an essential worker.
So in that case, you'd click no.
Click no.
Now, that first set of questions was about how likely you are to be exposed to the virus based on the type of work you do. And the next set of questions is about determining how serious COVID-19 would be for you if you got it.
That makes sense. It's asking if I live in a long-term care facility, which I don't. So no. If I'm over 65, no. If I have any underlying conditions, luckily I don't. So that puts me in the final phase of vaccine distribution.
Yeah, sorry about that.
That's okay. It's kind of what I expected. But do we have any idea of when that will be?
Right now, states are really, really hesitant to give us specific dates or even months for each stage of the vaccine priority process. That's partly because it depends on the number of vaccine doses that become available, and the rollout has been off to a slow start across the country. But at least in our area, in Delaware, the original plan was to get shots to the general public sometime in spring or summer of this year. And in New Jersey, the plan is to vaccinate 70% of the adult population, which is almost 5 million people, in the next 6 months. Pennsylvania hasn't issued a timeline yet.
I imagine that not knowing is pretty anxiety-inducing for a lot of people. Is there any way to make sure that you find out when you're eligible?
At the beginning of this year, New Jersey rolled out an online portal where state residents could pre-register to receive the vaccine. But people were flooding that site, so it crashed and delayed and basically shut down. The portal is still accepting vaccine signups from healthcare workers, police, and firefighters, but the State Department of Health says they want everyone else to wait because the site can't handle the traffic. Pennsylvania and Delaware do not have these signup portals, at least not yet. In Philadelphia, there's a group called Philly Fighting COVID that launched a site where people can pre-commit to getting the vaccines. So basically they get notified when the city opens up eligibility for their group. And other counties in Pennsylvania are setting up their own communication systems. So for instance, in Chester and Delaware counties, people in the second vaccine priority group, 1B, can take an online survey and then get alerted when it's their turn to get in line.
All of that sounds like progress. Last thing, where can someone listening right now find the quiz to take for themselves?
Just visit whyy.org/vaccine.
Great. Thank you, Hannah.
No problem. Thank you, Nina.